Hi, this is Thomas Fogelman. You're listening to Mac Edition Radio.
This is Harris Fogel at Fotokina in Cologne, and I'm with Giro Forsheim of Leica. And Giro, it's very nice to be with you this morning.
It's great to be with you. Hello.
Some of the biggest news in the digital photography world is the emergence of a brand new digital camera from Leica. And of course, Leica invented the 35mm camera quite a while ago.
That's right. But the funny thing is that when we speak about the product, which is a new Leica made, so the first professional digital rangefinder camera, and it's a camera made in Germany, when we speak about it, for us, the fact that it's digital is not the first issue. When we have give it into the hands of photographers, they just first discover the rangefinder system, the very discreet way of taking photographs, the link to the history of photojournalism. They enjoy a different kind of taking photographs, and then they say, okay, yes, and it's a digital camera. But what stands in the foreground is a different way to take photographs, which is with much more inspiration. A camera which is almost transparent, because you don't feel that there's something which separates you from what's happening. So it's a unique experience, and that's something Leica stood for in the analog world already. It was a very interesting little niche, and I think a lot of customers, a lot of photographers just missed it in the digital world, and here we are, we have it now. It's something unique.
Well, it's absolutely gorgeous, and for our listeners, the Leica M8 is a digital reinterpretation of their classic Leica M series. So let's talk about this specific camera and what are some of the features of it.
What we have done is that we really took a very careful look at what the M system stands for. So it's a rangefinder camera, so it's not a single lens reflex camera. You look at a viewfinder, you focus with a little focusing window, a double image you have to put together. And we've taken this exactly like we used it in classic days in film. We have exactly the same thing. We have the same materials. It's made out of brass, very solid. We've worked a lot on the cap, on the sensor, because there we had quite some difficulties in the past. This was a point which was not possible to make in the past, because a rangefinder camera is extremely compact. There's no mirror box in between the lens and the film or the sensor. So the incident light comes from an angle, and sensors do not like this a lot. So we had to invent a lot of measures to make a sensor which is just working with this design of the lenses. We've worked with Kodak image sensor solutions and have developed a sensor with a micro lens shift, so in front of each pixel there's a tiny little lens, and this lens just collects the light, but at the edges of the sensor, this lens is not exactly in front of the pixel, but it's just shifted a bit toward the center, and in this way it compensates the incident light. And so this was really the main breakthrough about 2 years ago, which made it possible to have a high quality rangefinder camera. We have then taken decisions to make this camera really in every detail as close as possible to the great pedigree, to the great tradition of the M cameras. And the result is what we hear from a lot of customers. It's again, you focus on the essentials, you focus on the f-stop, you focus on the speed, the focusing itself. So it is something where really the photography, the basic parameters of photography stand in the foreground, and that's the basis for your own personal style in photography, something where you can express what you feel about it. We have also taken this concept of concentration on essential for the digital interface, which means that there are not thousands of knobs, thousands of automatic programs. It's just reduced to what really counts. Just one screen with the basic settings of everything you need while taking photographs, where you can set up the speed, the EV correction, the compression, the white balance. So the just the most important thing, they are visible at one glance. They are explained, no symbols which you can't understand. Very easy. Just one bigger menu if you want to set the camera before using it, if you just personalize in the way you want to have things set. But during the work, there's not a lot of interface you have to work with. It's easy, it's simple, it's made for the hand of the photographer, and it's made for the eye of the photographer.
This camera can save in a variety of traditional formats, JPEG, TIFF, RAW, but you also now save in the .DNG format, right?
That's right. What we do is it's DNG and JPEG. We feel that DNG is right, that the digital negative is the right format for us to use, because it's an open format. It is sure that even in future generations of software, you can also open it. What we recommend is to work with Capture One, which comes with the camera. So there you have the best development for the films, raw file. That's a perfect quality, but it's an open format that you can open it also in future. And that's something I think Leica customers care for. They do not look at the moment, they look also what will happen in one or two generations, because probably the camera will still be in use at this time.
That's a very important note, because this camera will be used for a lot of journalistic work and a lot of very important personal work. And as a result of that, we'd hate to see those images doomed to the dustbin because some software company holds a secret code for it.
Absolutely, that's the case. I just had the possibility to go to the festival in Perpignan, Visa pour l'Image, where a lot of professional photographers are around, and I really had the message from a lot of them that exactly that's what they need, a discreet, compact camera, yet a professional one. And to have this, for sure, they love to shoot film, but they need to transmit photographs quickly, they need to be able to be in the digital world. I think that this is really the right solution, and a lot of professionals, also from the Magnum Photo Agency, from many important agencies, just are in touch with us right now, and they want to get hands on the product to work with it professionally.
One of the issues that's plagued the manufacturers who've used the standard 35mm format is that their standard 35mm lenses turned out not to be quite the perfect match for the sensor. How are your lenses performing in relation to the sensor, and are you coming out with digital-specific lenses?
Well, our philosophy is very clear on this. If a lens is already at very, very best quality in traditional use with film, it can also be perfect in the use for a sensor if the sensor is adapted to the specifications of the lens. So there are two ways. The one is just design the lens in the way that the light comes in rectangularly, then it is a perfect match with the sensor, so you have to adapt the lens to the sensor. But the other way, which leads also to perfect results, is to adapt the sensor to an existing lens. That's what we've done. And a lot of the issues which come across with digital photography are just things we have taken consideration already in the past, because with digital you tend to zoom into details, you see color fringes, you see problems, and so you need a very, very good lens not to have this, to have sharpness at the edges. But that's something we've done all the time. If you take, for instance, the example of coating of lens elements, we had in the last decades always multi-layer coatings on any single lens, just in a perfect quality. And so we don't need to introduce digital special lenses because we have this already. And so the new lenses which come out now at Photokina, like the new Trielma or new 28mm lens, they are both for analog and film use because they are just the perfect quality and they match the highest demands in both worlds. That's Leica.
I think the Trielmar is a particularly interesting lens because it's not a zoom lens, but it's three fixed focal lengths in one lens.
Exactly. We had applied this concept for the first time in 2000 when we had the first Trielmar, which was a 28, 35 and 50mm lens. At this time, it was the idea to have a very compact lens for traveling that you could use different focal lengths without changing the lens itself. We could not do a zoom lens on the rangefinder system, so we had to bring the idea of different focal lengths to an existing camera system, but it was very, very nicely done, and it's also it's good for people to really learn a focal lens, to learn 28, to learn 35, to learn 50, and I think the result is just much better than just zooming in and out. Here with the M8, we had a special situation that as we have a little lens prolongation factor of 1.33, we needed to add on the extreme wide angle to make it possible also for the application of the M8 to go all the way down to 21mm equivalent to the 35mm system. So what we've done is that we've developed a Trielmar which covers 16, 18 and 21mm if it is used with film. And this will be then 21, 24 and 28mm if used with the M8. So we go to the extreme wide angle. It's a lens where a lot of people are interested in for both applications in digital and in film use.
The street price for this camera is going to be approximately what?
The street price of the M8 will be around $4,800. And it might sound high at the first glance, but if you take a look at other professional cameras that's around, but here the specific point is that it's a camera which is made for generations. So it's long-lasting, you can use existing lenses. Either you have old M lenses which you can use now, or you can also get exciting new lenses out of our program, or even used lenses. And it's something which is made to last. And it's a camera which is a classic design, it's a classic concept. So if you like it, you can be sure that you will also like it in 10 years. So it's a good investment.
There seems to be a triumphant spirit in the air here because Leica's had some well-publicized changes over the last year, right?
Well, let's put it this way. There's a lot of happiness here and a lot of optimism at this moment because we're just getting out of a very difficult situation in the financial situation of the Leica Camera Group because we did have difficulties to compensate losses in the analog world with new digital products. We had some technical issues like what I spoke about with the issue with the sensor to find the right solution to make a perfect digital M camera, but also some hesitations within the company. But we solved this. We have now the product there, which just clearly gives the message that Leica is able to interpret its values, the values we have created over decades in the film world, to interpret this in the field of digital photography also. And we feel that there are a lot of young customers, a lot of journalists also from the digital world who just come and join and say, well, that's something special, that's something what's interesting, and that's making us extremely optimistic. On the other hand, we're sure we're a small player and we will not become arrogant. We are just triumphant, maybe not yet, but optimistic. That's the right point.
What I'm most impressed about with the M8 is how much it feels like my M4 and my M2. It feels so similar to those cameras. It has the same feel. It has the same classic rangefinder, the same frame lines. The only thing different is there's a little window on the back.
Yeah, that's right. So we at the corporate communications department, we have used a lot of words to explain what is special about the rangefinder system, what is special about the materials used, what is special about the content, what's special about any single detail. And we tried to make a complete image, but then we gave the camera to a professional photographer who had a field test, and he summarized everything in just a few little words. He just said, well, you know, it's very Leica. So.
Well, I want to thank Giro Fersheim for spending time with us today, and congratulations. It really is a beautiful new addition to the Leica legacy. Giro, where can our listeners find out more information about the new Leica M8 and your other products?
It's just one click away. It's at leica-camera.us, our totally new website where you have all the information and where you can find also the dealer locator, which shows you the way to the nearest dealer. But you can also see information in the a lot of publications which are out right now, because a lot of photojournalists write about this product right now.
Well, I want to thank Giro once again for spending time with us today. It's been great, and you should be very proud. It's an extraordinarily beautiful new instrument.
We are. Thank you. Thanks for visiting us at the Leica booth.
For Mac Edition Radio at Fotokina in Cologne, Germany, this is Harris Vogel. You've been listening to Mac Edition Radio. The contents are copyright 2006 and cannot be reproduced without written consent.